As the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency proposed power plant emissions reductions, a national climate change report named Florida as one of the country's most at-risk states. Northwest Florida AFL-CIO Executive Director Aaron Wozlevec says the panhandle is seeing the effects of sea level rise, especially during recent storms.
Pensacola suffered a very severe flood here recently. Our offices were destroyed.
With some local governments taking action already, Wozlevec says labor unions want Governor Scott to release a statewide plan and take public input on it.
Clean renewable energy will reduce the pollution that's causing climate change. And it's a unique opportunity to grow jobs here in the U.S.
Though the AFL-CIO has endorsed Scott's Democratic challenger, Charlie Crist, Wozlevec insists the call for clean energy is non-political. He says regardless of what happens in November, the state needs its leader to think about climate change now. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.